forest fire travelled along a hedge that surrounded a local house and caused considerable damage, and also posed a potential risk to the oil tanks. There could have been a tragedy there. Later on, we had another situation where a number of bushes were set fire to again, and they threatened the damaged cars which were parked, and people were visiting the local shops in that area, and people had to actually run and remove their cars before they got damaged. What happened with the heavy breeze, that actually blew burning embers across the park to another group of wooden bushes, which then immediately took fire as well. And, you know, within a matter of seconds, we had two blazing fires going. And, I mean, I would ask people to consider what they're doing and to desist from this type of behaviour.
The other thing that has to be said is that when the fire service in Donegal is at a state of alertness, when it's ready to respond to what's been happening all over the county in the past number of days, the absolute last thing that they needed was to be dealing with something like this.
Absolutely. And I know, talking to firefighters at the scene, I mean, they've been on duty for 48 hours, Donald, you know, flat out trying to stop fire spreading to damaged property. And then here we have people who are hooliganism. I don't know how you could describe it, but deliberately setting fires, it's not on, and people need to wise up. And as I say, I have nothing but praise for those men who were there yesterday and have been battling fires all weekend. And most of them have to get up and go to their work today. You couldn't put enough praise to them, but the people who do acts like this are just despicable.